Okay, I wanted to talk about today the idea of serving as a shliach tzibur for slichos and for yam noraim. This is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, what are the qualities that you need? What does it take for a person to be a shliach tzibur for slichos and for yam noraim? Very often we're just looking for someone with a decent voice that knows the nusach, but we'll see the halacha has many other qualifications. So the Rama writes in Simon Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Si'if Aleph, V'yidaktiku lachzar achar shliach tzibur hayosar hagun v'yosar gadol b'torah b'maisim tovim. That you want to dafka find quality number one is that he should be an appropriate shliach for the people in that he's very strong in Torah, very strong in maisim tovim. That is quality number one. The Rama then goes on to say that also Vishyeh ben Shloshim Shanim, he should be 30 years old, and the Mishnah Berurah explains 30 years old either because that's when a ben Levi becomes Roi La'avoda and Tefillah is connected to the Avoda, so if he's going to be doing the Avoda on behalf of the people, he should be 30 years old, or because Libo Nishbar V'nitke, people tend to be a little more humble as they get a little bit older. So by the time he's 30, hopefully he's a little more humble. He doesn't really believe that he's a great conqueror or whatever else. He's a little more humble by the time he hits 30. And also, says the Shulchan Aruch, Gam Shiyehi Nasui, he should also be married. Why should he be married? So Mishnah Berurah says, either similar to the Kohen Gadol, where the first Mishnah Maseches Yuma says that Mechinim Lo Isha Acheres, we'd actually set up a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol in case something would happen to his wife because he needs to be married, and this person that his wife should guard him from chait, and this person is b'makom the Kohen Gadol, so to speak, or that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, so we have all these qualities. How do I know which one wins? How do I know which one is more important than the others? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's pashut that if you have two guys, one of them is a ben Torah v'yerei chet, and he doesn't have these other details. He's not 30, he's not married, but he's a ben Torah v'yerei chet. He has the first quality, not the last two. And the second guy is married, and he's 30, but he's not such a ben Torah v'yerei chet. He's an ish pashut. Not even that he's a Rasha. He's just like a regular guy. He's not such a tremendous v'yerei chet. Haben Torah kodem. So he says, pashut, that the Ben Torah would come first, that the Ben Torah would have the advantage. Now, it is important to note that a lot of times these questions are not so simple, because sometimes you have a situation where you start, let's say, a minyan, a Yom Noraim minyan, and it's a small minyan, so you get whoever you can get. So whoever davens daven. And then years later, a tzaddik with a sweet voice moves into the neighborhood. And, that's a guy I would want representing me on Yom Noraim. So can you replace the old guy? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that v'nagu shemisha iskel espalo l'tkoa afilu pamachas ein liten mitzvah la'acher. You're not supposed to just replace a bal tefillah of Yom Noraim. You get a chazaka once. One time is a chazaka already. If you're asked to do it once, that's all you need. If you get sick, Rachman al-Tzlan, the person gets sick, so you can have another guy, but as soon as he gets better, he gets his job back. Just by having the job once, he's assumed to be able to keep the job. I had a situation at Bal Tokeya, my shul. We started the shul, whoever was able to do the tekios did the tekios. So one of the guys who was able to do it was only able to blow out of the left side of his mouth. He couldn't blow, he couldn't get a sound out of the right side of his mouth, for whatever reason. He tried, it didn't work. He kept on trying, didn't work. So the halach isn't really supposed to blow out of the right side of your mouth. So now, years later, now Baruch Hashem, the shul grew, and there are plenty of people that moved in, and we have plenty of people who can blow out of the right side of the mouth. So I asked Rav Shechter, should I get rid of the Baal Tokeh who couldn't blow out of the left side of his mouth? Great guy, you know, someone I certainly want representing me, but he just can't make a sound out of the right side of his mouth. So he said, that's not a good enough reason. If he's muchzak, it's not a good enough reason at all. You gotta leave him in his place. Now, this is true by, I mentioned Baal Tokeh because the post can point out, this is true by Baal Tokeh also, that he should be a gadol b'torah and he should have all of these tanaim. In fact, I saw in Piskei Tshuvas he quotes from one of the achronim, I forget which one, I'm not finding it right now, that perhaps it's even more true by a Baal Tokeh than it is by anybody else, because it used to be that the shliach tzibur was actually the shliach of the tzibur. He would say everything on behalf of everybody else. Nowadays, he just reads the last line. He's not really the actual shliach of the tzibur. The only one who's actually still the shliach of the tzibur, the one who does it for everybody else, that's actually motzi, everybody else, is the tokeya, is the person who blows the shofar. So these qualities might be even more important for the tokeya when it comes than it is for anybody else. I just found it in Tshuvas Halef L'Chashlomo, Simon Shin Nun Vav, he quotes that that the Baal Tokeah is more critical in from this perspective. Now, a couple of other things about the Shliach Tzibur. Number one, the Maril cites a custom that the Shliach Tzibur should wear talis for slichos, even if slichos are done at Chatzos HaLaila. We discussed once what the ideal time for slichos is, but the Maril says that the Shliach Tzibur should wear talis. It's based on Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin that says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yidgil Midas Serachimim, he wrapped himself in tzitzis like a Shliach Tzibur, indicating that a Shliach Tzibur that says the Yidgil Midas Serachimim should be wrapped in a talis. That's where it's learned from. Now there is a major machlokes rishonim. If a person puts on a talis at night, do you make a bracha on the talis or not? If you look at the Beis Yosef and Simon Yuches, the Mechaber and the Rama over there, the Rambam says that any time you put on a beged at night, it doesn't require a bracha on the tzitzis. The Rush, however, says that the determining factor about whether you make a bracha is not when you're wearing the garment, it's what kind of garment is it. If it's pajamas that are generally worn at night, so you wouldn't make a bracha. If it's a regular talis you normally wear during the day, you would make a bracha. So it's all totally on that issue, according to the Rush. Rama paskins that it's a suffix. So you don't make a bracha. But the best way to do it is to avoid the suffix entirely. So that's what the Levush writes in Simen Tavkuf Pei Aleph, that when you're serving the Shliach Tzibur for Slichos and it's nighttime, you should wear the talis without saying a bracha. Suffix brachas lahakel. But the Taz says that why would you create a suffix brachas? I have a better etza, says the Taz, in Sivkat and Beis. Simen Tavkuf Pei Aleph, Sivkat and Beis. I have a better etza. Borrow a talis from a friend, and that's not going to require a bracha when you borrow a talis when it's a talis she'ula. Remember, we had a whole discussion. We once had a tadmin alach shiran when you use the tzibur's talis, do you make a bracha? And even though the minig is that nobody does, the pashup pshat is, technically, that if it's a tzibur's talis and everyone has the rights to use it, so for the moments that you're using it, it's considered your talis and you shouldn't make a bracha. So better, that's why the taz dafka says borrow from a friend, doesn't say borrow from the shul. The Mikroi Kodesh in Yom Noraim Simen Aleph, Rosi Pesach Frank explains that when you borrow a talis from a friend, you're not the owner, it's pashut shu'ula. When you borrow a talis from the shul and you're a member of that shul, you do own it entirely for the time that you're wearing it. It's based on a Rashbam in Babasu Kuflam Zayinam Beis, where the Rashbam says that when an entire community buys an esrog, everybody is assumed to give over their portion of the esrog to the person who's taking it at the moment that the person is taking it for the mitzvah. That's just the understanding. When everyone, when it's communal funds that go and buy something, so for the person using it at that moment, it's assumed that everybody gave it to that person for that moment. So he says the same thing should be true of a talis. That's what Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes. Now, there is another halacha the Rama quotes in that same simon, Tavkuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, where the Rama writes that the person who's the Shliach Tzibur for Slichos should also be the Shliach Tzibur for the rest of the day as well. Now, what exactly that means, the rest of the day? Does that mean Shachris and Mincha and the following Maariv? Does it mean you have to decide who's going to be your Shliach Tzibur for Slichos before last night's Maariv, because it's all the same halachic day? So that's a major discussion in the poskim. Kitzur, Shulchan Aruch says it includes the Maariv of the previous night. Matta Ephraim says it includes the Maariv of the night after, probably because Tfilos are keneged Karbanos, and by Karbanos, by in the Mikdash, Halayla Holech Achar Yom, right? So it would be the following night that counts. Levush says neither Maariv, it just means Shachris and Mincha. But why? Why is there such a minhag? What's this based on? Why would it be? It's so strong that there's even a machlokas in the poskim whether he's a chiyuv over other chiyuvim. Magen Avraham says that the Shliach Tzibur of Slichos takes precedence over a yard site or over an avel. He's such a chiyuv that the minhag is so strong. Okay, Ali Rabba disagrees and he thinks no. The Rama just says yesh nogin, so he doesn't really take precedence. But so strong that it's even worth entertaining that he's over a yard site or over an avel. So Magen Avraham says that the logic for the minhag is the concept of a maschil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. Someone starts a mitzvah, you tell him to finish up the mitzvah. That's the appropriate thing to do. So Salvechik, I think it's in Harei Kedem, Salvechik points out that it's very from Rav Shlomo in Vilna, in the Binyan Shlomo, that is very strange to apply that concept. The Maschil Mitzvah Omrim LeGemar means if I start one mitzvah, I'm supposed to finish that mitzvah. It doesn't mean if I do one mitzvah, I should also do another mitzvah. The Maschil Mitzvah Omrim LeGemar is the same mitzvah. We never say during the year, the guy who daven Shachris should daven Musaf. We ever say that. It's two different mitzvahs. You have two different people daven. You don't say Maschil Mitzvah Omrim LeGemar. So Rav Salvechik pointed out that maybe the underlying assumption of slichos and the other tefillos being separate mitzvos is incorrect. Maybe it really is one mitzvah. So maybe slichos is not just a separate tefillah, like shachar is a tefillah, minchas is a tefillah, musaf is a tefillah. No, slichos is the way that we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept all of our tefillos. To say slichos without any other tefillos is meaningless, because slichos is it's how we grease the wheels of our other tefillos. That's the way to understand slichos. So Salvechik got a similar understanding of ni'ila. The Rambam, when he describes ni'ila, says, Tiknu tefila achas achar tefilas mincha samach l'shkia sachama b'yom atainus bilvad kidei lahosif tchina u'bakashav b'pnei atainus. The Rambam could have just said that we say five tefilas on the fast day. What does it say? And we add an extra tefila lahosif. What's he talking about? Says of salvation, this is exactly what he means. Then ni'ila also. A lot of times people think, if I can only make it for one tefillah on Yom Kippur because I'm sick or whatever, I'm a woman with children, it's just going to be ni'ila. He said, no, that's a bad idea. Ni'ila is only helpful if you davened the other tefillahs as well. It's only helpful in the context of the other tefillahs. Other Achronim suggest differently. The Levush says that the reason that we have this minug of having the same Shliach Tzibur is because it used to be that the Shliach Tzibur would fast. For the Shliach Tzibur for Slichos would fast. So he's the most appropriate Shliach Tzibur for the rest of the day. He's fasting. He's so engrossed in Tshuva. And Rosh Hashanah Vilna says a different pshat. He says in Siman Lamed Zayin in Bin Yishlomo that the reason for the Minog is based on the Gemara in Yuma, which says that the person who would do the Trumas Hadeshin in the Beis HaMikdash would also get to do other tasks, the Sidra HaMarach, the Sidra Shnei Gezrei Eitzim, because the Trumas Hadeshin was considered to be like a dirty job that no one wanted to do. So he says maybe Slichos is like, no one really wants to daven Slichos. So because he agreed to take that job, we give him the opportunity to do the others as well. But Rosh Hashanah Vilna said that only was true, it was only a dirty job that no one wanted to do, and was considered more tedious when you would read for the entire tzibur. But nowadays, everyone says all the slichos, and all you just do is read the last line, so it's not considered so tedious, and that's why the minhag doesn't exist anymore. That's Rosh Hashanah Vilna's explanation of the minhag. Okay.